Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got Vic Carucci, who covers the Buffalo Bills for WGRZ out in Buffalo. What's going on, Vic?
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Yep, enjoy it, Vic.
Thanks for making some time for us today. Got a big-time matchup coming up this weekend when the Bills come to town to take on the Ravens. Two MVP candidates in this game, Vic. And one thing that both of these teams have in common, they both just suffered heartbreaking losses to the Miami Dolphins. The Ravens locker room wasn't a pretty place to be after that game. What was the vibe like out in Miami when the Bills lost?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, I think there were a couple of differences. And, of course, the Ravens have dealt with their share of injuries, still are. The Bills dealing with a real rash of injuries for the first time in a long time for this franchise that's been – and all you can only chalk that up to pretty much good fortune. But during the course of that game, the heat issues were intense in South Florida. And multiple Bills players, even those that – spend a good portion of their off season and have homes in that area, were having problems dealing with it on the football field. But you know, I thought there was an overarching sense that when it was over, they knew they made mistakes. They cost themselves a game with mistakes more than it was a case of them just getting beaten down by a good Dolphin team.
Hey, Vic, when you look at this Buffalo team, I mean, they're number one in defense, two in offense. I mean, statistically, they're outstanding, and especially going down there and playing, what, without six starters? How many on defense, how many starters, you know, are you guessing that may be down this week against the Ravens?
Yeah, Vinny, and that's the thing. They were missing most of those players on the defensive side. Their entire secondary wiped out by injury. Two of their best defensive linemen, and played a solid defensive game when you consider right what they did. But to your point or to your question, I mean, it's hard to gauge right now. It'll be interesting to see what today's injury report looks like. I would have to say, of course, Micah Hyde's gone for the year. And then Christian Benford, the rookie Benford, who played well, suffered a broken hand and has undergone surgery. So you got to figure he's out of there, and he would count as a starter that's expected to be missing. And I would be surprised if Jordan Phillips, with the hamstring injury that he had suffered against Tennessee, is going to bounce back from that very quickly. Poyer, hard to say with the foot injury. My sense would be they might be missing him as well. So let's call it out of those six, let's call it at least five right now, and then you keep an eye on the center, Mitch Morse. Tommy Doyle was another guy who was playing, although not a starter, but suffered a torn ACL. So they brought in Xavier Rhodes to the practice squad. I got a feeling he's going to be activated and playing, if not starting, in this game Sunday.
Now, Vic, you know, this offense, a lot of attention goes to Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, and rightfully so. But me and Vinny were kind of just talking about this offense in the last segment, and I mentioned Devin Singletary. He just looks to be a little different this year. And I know the stats aren't necessarily jumping off the page or anything like that, but have you seen any progress in Devin Singletary this year that of him showing certain things on the field that you may not have saw in years past from him?
Definitely. You guys are identifying a right. I think you're spot on with that. point. I think he is has improved his game. He's been working at it. He knows there's been a lot of pressure and a lot of question about that run game steadily. But some of it, if not most of it, guys, is due to the offensive philosophy that takes them away from it. They are so dependent on the pass, both in terms of moving the ball long or short, and they treat it like a part of their run game. They treat it like the, quote, extended handoff, if you want to call it that. When you run 90 plays like they did against the Dolphins, 90 plays,
yeah.
And you're throwing for most of those when Josh Allen's in the 60s throwing the football, that's telling you that, you know, not every one of those is a bomb. Not every one of those is a deep out. They are throwing a lot of short and intermediate stuff, and that's kind of been the way Ken Dorsey has been managing it. Singletary set a career high with 9 receptions, so there was a lot of checking down that Josh Allen did, and that too was by design because the Dolphins were taking away all the deep stuff.
Hey, Vic, for Sunday, looks like it's going to be raining. You know, I'm guessing Buffalo, because Cordell asked me, I said, you ever been to Buffalo, Cordell? The weather's never nice in Buffalo, right, Vic?
Hey. Okay, just because I was taking out the garbage and I was like sprinting to my garbage pail because it wasn't just raining, but it was like cold rain. I hated it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 63 and rain, you know, so yeah. I'm guessing that it's not going to affect Josh Allen or the Bills at all.
I'm not sure I'm going to go that far. I know what you're saying in terms of being climatized. Look, they had problems with the heat, which, you know, you could argue that
so did the Ravens.
Those were too great to have the Bills. I'm talking about having problems with the. Yeah, you said the Ravens did too. Okay,
yeah.
But I'm saying too much of that. Too much was made of that, I think, and it raises questions about how hydrated, how prepared were you for that, Vinny? You know as well as anybody what the rule of thumb is the week before you're going into that kind of climate, right?
Drink.
Hydrate. And I don't know how many guys got the message. And I know Sean McDermott can't walk around the locker room, nor can John Harbaugh, you know, with water bottles forcing these guys to drink. But they have to take accountability. But to your point about weather affecting this game, rain, and that the Bills would be oblivious to it, I mean, generally I'll say yes. But let's see how the center and quarterback exchange goes, number one, because Mitch Morse, if he's out of this game again with an elbow injury, and that they're going with their backups at center. He had some issues with that, you saw, against the Dolphins. And two, Josh, his throwing hand was bothered. It was checked on the sideline. They say there was nothing in the way of a fracture or anything like that, but the head coach made a point of saying that he had general soreness, which I know is probably true for a lot of players after 3 games into the season. But I would tell you that gripping the football, all the things that wet weather can do, could affect them as much as anybody.
We're talking to Vic Carucci, who covers the Buffalo Bills for WGRZ. He joins us via the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Vic, the Ravens statistically have one of the worst pass defenses in the league right now. You got Stephon Diggs, who's on a heater so far this season, and pretty much since he's joined Josh Allen out in Buffalo. Is this a favorable matchup, you're thinking, for this Bills passing attack going up against this struggling Ravens secondary?
I mean, I would have to think so, right? You, what sticks in my brain is seeing this Raven team against the Dolphins and seeing how the Dolphins just obliterated what they did and all those mistakes that were coverage. Some of those throws, I know, and you know, that Tua Tagovailoa made were good, you know, point throws that even good coverage couldn't prevent. But for the most part, it looked like a free for all in the secondary that they took advantage of Miami, and I would have to believe the same for Buffalo. It's so hard to cover when you've got too many guys for your secondary to handle. So you start with Diggs. You got Gabe Davis coming back from an injury. He wasn't quite himself against Miami another week. He's a problem. And again, how much attention can you pay to him if you're doubling on Diggs? And then you've got Isaiah McKenzie, whose speed is tremendous and is also a guy effective in those bubble areas. And then Dawson Knox, the tight end. So it just piles up. I think it gets harder and harder when you're a defense. The pressure is on, and you get pushed to that fourth guy, that third, fourth, fifth guy in your secondary, nickel and dime. You got a lot to worry about.
Hey Vic, have you noticed much difference between like Ken Dorsey's offense and his play calling compared to Daboll?
I've noticed that he is, besides, you know, a guy who likes to smash computers.
I'm the same kind of guy. I mean, you should see me after a loss.
Exactly. They love the passion. But hey, here's the thing about Ken. It is a little different in this sense. I see him attacking more of that intermediate area and setting up throws for run after catch. So he's been working. They spent a lot of time this offseason with Josh and conceptually, scheme-wise, to make those throws that receivers catch in stride so that they are, you know, making movement instead of hooking up and then catching and then, like Cole Beasley, get a spot and you kind of go down right there. Now, that could move the chains too, but it's not nearly as impactful, I think, as Isaiah McKenzie working from that same slot-type role and then getting movement after catch. Diggs is you see him working multiple routes. He can work the inside as well as the outside more. And I'd say that I see more of that, more of Diggs underneath coverage than I saw a year ago with Daboll. I think Daboll was a lot more about stretching the defense and doing that to set things up underneath. I see Dorsey kind of doing the opposite of that.
Great stuff from Vic Carucci, who covers the Buffalo Bills for WGRZ out in Buffalo. Vic, appreciate you making some time for us today, and we'll see you maybe on Sunday.
Yeah, always a pleasure, guys. You be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.